You know I'm a faggot. That much is true. Well, I'm just a faggot on my knees for you.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Hierarchy Podcast. This is a production of the website FagsWorshipAlphas.com. I'm Sam the Faggot, and it is the weekend finally after a long, difficult week, and hopefully you got big plans and you all stay safe and have some fun. I have a couple of updates, I suppose, about the site in general in my life, too. The big one, I guess, is something I announced was going to happen. I am going into chastity. The chastity cage finally arrived today, and this is a replacement one because the first one that I bought, Amazon left out on the porch of my building, and somebody stole it off of the porch. So somebody in my building knows that I'm a faggot. So hopefully they come knocking on my door looking for some action. We'll see. It depends on who it is, I guess. But I have my new chastity cage, and I am going into chastity tomorrow for good. So I'm going to post video evidence of that and pictures, so everybody in the whole wide world is going to see my little tiny fag clit go into chastity for good. Again, as I said before, I'm doing this to honor Master Nick and Master Nicola and Master Kyle and his father, Sir Rob. Those four alphas have changed my life with their supreme dominance and their overall goodness. These are true men. They're real men. They're men who deserve to have cocks and use those cocks. And I never felt shame to be free, to have my penis be free like other men. I never felt shame about any of that. I never thought twice about it, really. These four men have changed me utterly, and I realize now the error of my ways. Anybody who's followed me for any length of time probably realizes that I don't all the time say I'm sorry or apologize for much, but I am sorry that I have shamed men in this way, and so I intend to correct it, you know. So I'm going to go into chastity out of respect for them. So I give that gift to them, and I give them all the praise and glory because they helped me realize this truth that it's so basic to human relationships between alphas and faggots. You know, this it's a reality between us, you know, that needs to be acknowledged and obeyed. Faggots should obey this, I think, and I am going to undergo this in obedience to that arrangement. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that, and I got to get myself all ready to go into chastity. So this is going to be new for me. So But of the four posts that I put on the website tonight, I really wanted to focus on the article I wrote about Sir Rob. The conversation I had with him really, really struck a chord with me, and that's why I featured it. And I, you know, as a faggot, I'm probably not alone in this. That I know many of my fag brothers out there have parents that don't love them and are ashamed. I'm sure, you know, my father is ashamed of me for being a faggot, even though there isn't anything I could do about it. I could pretend to be something I'm not, I guess, but that's not real, you know. And I long ago put it aside. I mean, I don't love my father at all, and I don't care if he doesn't love me, you know. But it doesn't mean that I still don't yearn, you know, for an actual father in my life or the support of an actual father in my life. And then along comes an apex alpha like Sir Rob, who is just every day that I talk to him, he just blows my mind. I mean, I can't really properly put into words what he does to me inside, but his words to me about his feelings for his son. I mean, I don't know how can any man not be proud to have a son like Master Kyle? Master Kyle is maybe the most incredible alpha that I've ever known. I mean, he's beyond reasoning, you know. Like, he's so amazing in almost every respect, and he's only 17 years old. Like, it's scary how powerful he is, and any father would be proud to look at a son like that and just be beaming, you know, over that accomplishment. And Sir Rob is absolutely beaming all the time, because every time he looks at his son, he sees himself, the best parts of himself in his son. And what a tribute that is to a great man, you know. So anyway, I was so moved by those words, you know, that he expressed about his son. And when he said those words about me too, you know, when he expressed those feelings of appreciation or love toward me, it's overwhelming, honestly. So, I mean, as a faggot, you get used to not feeling good about yourself, I guess, you know, and feeling worthless a lot of times. And when you have a man like that who does say something nice, you know, it's really, really humbling. And So I just really can't thank him enough for that. Because it means a lot to me. And I want to make him proud, I guess, if I can. I mean, I probably can't, but it just means a lot to me to live up to his expectations of me, even though they're probably very low, you know, like I'm just a faggot and he's something far beyond what I am. But I want to be the best faggot that I can be for him. And I want the things that I do to honor him as best as I can. So hopefully, me going into chastity will make him proud, and that he will know that it's for him. It's a gift I'm giving to him. And that's why I publicly praise him and these other alphas so much, because it's a way for me to give something back to them for just being what they are. The most amazing man I've ever known. So I just feel like it's such a privilege to serve truly great men, you know. And these four men in particular, these four alphas, they're changing my life again. And I'm just beside myself, honestly. I barely can speak thinking about it, because it's so profound inside of me right now, like the change that I barely recognize myself from when I started this website, honestly. So I thank them endlessly. And I thank Sir Rob for, in particular, for his great kindness, and fatherly love, and his mercy. Him and Master Kyle have shown me great mercy, because by all rights, they don't even really need to bother with somebody like me, but they give me some measure of respect, and that's really, really unusual and very special to me. So I just wanted to put this out there to the universe. I'm so grateful. Honestly, I'm just overwhelmed and grateful. So that's going to do it. Okay. It's late and I have to go to bed and not cry anymore. They're all happy tears, though, honestly. Like, I'm just all happy about everything. So I will be obviously posting material about my chastity for the world to see. You'll all see it. So hopefully it turns out okay. I don't know. But this is my last night as a free faggot. I guess we'll call myself that. And I am going to go become something new, I guess. So thanks for listening. And, of course, the website is fagsworshipalphas.com. If you want to write to me, you can write to me an email, fagsworshipalphas@gmail.com. You can get a hold of me on Kick Messenger. I'm normal submissive there. And, Twitter is worshiper1. I mean, like, I'm everywhere, basically. So you can always get a hold of me. On the header on the website, you'll see all my contact information. So feel free to contact me whenever you feel like it, okay? Anyway, I appreciate you listening to me blabber on and stuff. And I am going to let you go. I will talk to you later, okay? I love you. Bye.